Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sacks, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, it's game day, everybody!
Right only on. Here, baby. Only on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. This is the Fox Sports pregame show. Joined alongside Michael Shut Up Diaz, what's please, up? And Chris Sackmaster Sack Attack Reggie.
Woo ha ha.
Fellas, always a pleasure to do the Meadowlands roadie game.
This is our second bus trip show of the season. This is great stuff.
And we will have three next year. Because we have the Jets on the schedule again.
I just want to know what contest in hell did I win to have to do both of these shows sitting next to Michael Shut Up Diaz.
I got a location. We are just passing exit 34 on the New Jersey. Where are we? The New Jersey Turnpike?
No, we're not.
I think we're 295.
295. That's right. All right. Yeah, we're making our way up.
For those of you that don't know Jersey.
Yeah.
We're just getting going. And our bus driver's talking to me right now while we're on the air. So go ahead, sir. Do what you got to do. Is there something we need? Do you need me for anything?
Yeah, so
do what you got to do.
Yeah, come
right
charged,
up past my
charged.
Exit. We got it, baby. We got it.
Sorry about that. Great radio, everybody. So welcome to Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show on iHeart Radio Station, brought to you by Live Casino South Philly. Join us in South Philadelphia at Live Casino every Tuesday night for the rest of the season. Weekly guests upcoming. Reed Blankenship on Tuesday, everybody.
And a Diaz free show.
And a Diaz, well, yeah, you're running it because I'm out of here, too.
I got it.
So make sure you download the iHeartRadio app, rate, review, subscribe to Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia. The show is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, which we have plenty on the bus right now.
Indeed we do.
Stateside vodka and stateside bourbon, Diaz.
Cheers, cheers, glug, glug.
Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company. Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com. That's WeHateDirtyWindows.com, both commercial and residential. The Ludlam Bar and Grill in Seattle City, formerly La Costa. The beautiful ladies over at Cheerleaders. They've been great at our home tailgates, man. They're giving away great prizes, giving away game tickets, Jameson bags.
I didn't tell you. They wished you a happy birthday on all of our socials.
Excellent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. They said happy birthday, Quimby.
The only women that did.
Yeah.
Here we go. Thanks. And going past it as we speak, Echelon Health and Fitness, everybody. Your leader in fitness technology in New Jersey and in the country. And, of course, BetMGM, everybody. BetMGM. Go to BetMGM, download the app, and type in code GREEN. Get up to a $1,000 risk-free bet today, everybody. $1,000 risk-free bet. Plus, we get paid for it, so go do it, damn it. anything you guys want to talk about before I bring up some matchups? Anything on your brain from the last show?
We talked about this in the green room before the show, and I need to bring this up here because there's more sacktroversy that occurred this week online. First off,
we're doing it in the first segment this week.
Sack still uses Facebook, where you should be using Twitter and terrible updates, but that's not what I want to talk about today. For some reason, I don't even know who started it. We were talking about best five Christmas
it's not
movies.
Best five, it's your favorite
top five. Top five.
We did
five
on the Unhappy Gilmore show the other night, Adam and I.
There you go. And Sack, his number one movie was Jingle All the Way, an atrocity.
It's my favorite
of a movie. It's a terrible movie.
You've got Gremlins on your top
first
five.
First off, Elf. That, well, we're getting the second of it. Gremlins. Sack's never even seen Gremlins, so I mean, he's got a a lot of watching to do.
Just by the name, it doesn't sound like a Christmas movie.
It was a Christmas movie. It's actually one of the greatest scenes of all time, where the girl, the lead woman in the movie, she hates Christmas, and she tells this story about her dad getting stuck in the chimney trying
Quimby
to be
is immediately regretting
oh, it's
throwing
great.
This to us.
It's hilarious, and it turns out her dad died.
You're laughing about her dad
dying. It's a comedy. It's a comedy movie. It's a comedy movie.
You're a horrible human being.
I hate Christmas. And then the smell, and we found my dad stuck in the chin. It's like, oh my God, who wrote this?
This show already
took
a weird
left turn.
All
the way
is
better than that. First off, Gremlins is a classic, an 80s classic.
Hold on, Jansen was chiming in. Jansen?
This show already took a weird left turn.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to talk about football. We're going to talk about football, but still, I think yeah, we need to address it at the top of the show.
Let's get into football.
I think we need a recovery right
idiot.
Now. Let's talk about some matchups, key matchups here.
What a loser.
All right. So, last weekend, last Sunday, the Eagles just absolutely manhandled.
Who saw that coming?
Right? I did. I told you. Did I not tell you? Yes, I did. Good. They're not even muted right now. They just don't want to say I was right.
Quimby's really good at patting himself on the back.
I am, 100%, because they don't get an opportunity to do it very often.
That's true.
So the Eagles shut down Derrick Henry. 2.7 yards.
The Titans as a whole.
Well, jeez. You know what? If they don't have Derrick Henry, I don't think they have an offense. We already know
no,
that.
No, no.
Simply, they don't have the horses at the receiver position. And
injuries on the offensive line.
Yeah,
and being an idiot and trading away A.J. Brown and firing your general manager yeah. 2 days later.
2 days later.
2 days later.
But it was unrelated. It was unrelated.
Yeah, my ass.
No, I mean, it was unrelated.
Tannehill, you know, is just simply Tannehill. He's always going to be Tannehill. He needs help.
Yep.
And
yes.
For that reason, the Titans, I don't know why they have been complacent with him, because that he's... You're seeing all you're going to get from Tannehill, but moving on.
That's why they drafted Malik Willis. I mean, he's the heir apparent. He's going to be the guy that takes over eventually. It's just he's not ready. He's a raw project.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It's another trick question there.
Yeah, and then most quarterbacks are.
So we have Derrick Henry last weekend. We have Saquon Barkley this week.
If we do, maybe.
It's
we don't know yet.
It's posturing. You know he's going to play. It's an NFC East team. Playoffs are on the line already. No doubt he is suiting up. It's just, hey, let's make him think for a second. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, I did hear from some of the Giants beats that I listened to on some, you know, on some of their stuff. And
why would you listen to that?
Well, just, you know, you get the eye on the enemy on our friends at Bleeding Green Nation. But the one thing that they point out is, listen, if there is an injury and it's not just posturing, next week's game versus Washington in Washington has way more. They're chasing Washington and not us. They want to win every game.
No doubt.
But they need Saquon next week. They need him next week.
The back part of their schedule is brutal. If you're a Giants fan and you're like, and Diaz and I were joking around this in the green room, but you know, and Quimby, you know, you can attest to this on our Green Legion show during the offseason. We're looking at over unders for wins for the teams in our division, and I was like, put the house on the Giants
under
7.5. Under 7.5.
Yeah.
They've been sitting on 7 now for a month.
Yeah.
They're 0-3-1 in their last four. They had the Birds today. They go to Washington next week. They have to go to Minnesota. Now, they could get that 8th one against the Colts, and then they get us in week 18. But they are desperate right now, and there's teams coming up from behind right now on them. I think they're at...
Giggity.
Are they out of the playoffs right now? Or is it Seattle would jump in? How it would work out? Because the 6-7 is coming down to Seattle, Washington, the Giants, and Atlanta is still kind of there, but not really.
They're replacing their quarterback this week.
Ritter's coming in.
We can probably cross them off.
Real quick, Jansen, I just brought those mics down a little bit. Is that good?
Sound fantastic.
Sam said we sound great.
All right.
Yeah, Sam said we sound great. And then Sam says take the mic away from Diaz.
Well, that's what everybody's going to say every single time. So let's talk about Saquon Barkley for a sec, because I do think he's going to play. He's in a contract year, so you know all of a sudden he's a kid again.
A lot of running backs are in a contract year.
1,055 yards already with 8 touchdowns, averaging 4.4 yards per carry.
But most of that was towards the top of the season.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you right now, Saquon Barkley scares me more than Derrick Henry
because he can catch the ball,
100%. And I think he's faster. He's not as punishing as Derrick Henry. You take away Derrick Henry's ability to get in the open field and run people over,
stiff arms.
Yeah, that, you know, then then he is going to average 2.7 yards per carry. But Saquon obviously has maneuverability. He's got cutting ability. He's fast. He's quick. He's all those attributes you want from a full all-around running back. And I'll be honest with you. He's the element of this game that does scare me. You know, I get number six, you know, bit of an elusive running quarterback, and he can hurt you too, but you know, who are you throwing to? You know, Saquon opens up the passing game.
Right, but I look at this game the same way as we did last week. It's a carbon copy. You stop the running back, you stop their offense. But like you just alluded to, Daniel Jones is a little bit more elusive and can run. We've seen it. When he gets in the open field, he can go. And they, I don't know if it's a joke or if they're actually honestly believe it, but they've been calling him Vanilla Vic. he does have the ability to run, but you have to make sure you take care of Saquon first. Stop Saquon. It takes everything. Their outside receiving core, the receiving core as a general, their tight ends, everything, are awful. It might be the worst receiving core in the NFL, and that's saying a lot after what we just saw with the Titans last week. It really is abysmal. They have to, it's same carbon copy, pretty much what you did last week, except you just need to make sure that the linebackers stay home just in case they don't run the ball, because they will check down. Danny Dimes likes to check down. It's more like Danny Penny's when he throws the ball.
Do you think N'Kobe Dean shows up again? Because, you know, that's the kind,
White was
that's
not
the kind
on
of
the
linebacker
injury.
That can cover Saquon Barkley.
I don't think he'll get as many snaps because Kaiser White is not on the injury report in his play. Our guest on last week's Green Legion Player Show.
Great guest. Big son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell, man.
And Avante Maddox is back today, too. Yes. So they're probably going to want to play in their same nickel package. Last week, they could afford to take Josiah Scott off the field more and put N'Kobe Dean on the field and have a three linebacker set. With Avante Maddox back, I'm a little worried. I'm happy that he's back, but it may be a week earlier than I would have liked. I probably would have given him another week off with a hamstring and bring him back against Chicago next week. But if they say he's ready, he's ready. Get him ready for the Cowboys game.
I said it. I mean, this is a must win for them. If they want that bye week, they want to win the division, this is a must win. It's this one. It's Chicago next week. It's a loss to Dallas. I hate saying it, but and then it's beating New Orleans at home on New Year's Day.
Wrap it up.
And not giving a damn about what happens the week after. Sitting everybody for 3 weeks. Team could get really healthy in 3 weeks, man. If you can clinch that bye on New Year's Day, all right, you're not playing anybody the following week, and you have a two-week break after that.
I think you're burying the lead there. That means Minnesota needs another loss. Which is going to come
today.
It's going to come
today. They're 1.5-point underdogs in Detroit today. The biting knee Dan Campbell's Lions, it's coming today. Put your money on the Lions.
The Sun God, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That's a team, too, that's coming on strong here towards the end that could get into that wild card race.
Who?
It's the Lions.
The Lions?
Yes. They're right there.
Still owned by the Ford family. Sorry, not working.
They sell us tickets, though, right?
That's
they do a good job of that.
I think with what was so amazing last week, not just the shutting down, it's that the offense was just humming, even with all those stupid penalties in the first quarter. I mean, if you can get that 2-touchdown lead, game's not over. You got to keep playing the game.
Make Danny Dimes throw the ball.
Yeah, make him throw the ball. Take that running game out of it and make him one-dimensional. And then that's when the defense gets to pin their ears back and get after it.
No, I was going to say this is another revenge game in some ways, too, but it's on the defensive side of the football this week. James Bradbury, you know, he's got something to say about him being released by the Giants. Now, just like A.J. Brown, you're not upset about it. I mean, you're on the best team in the NFL, but, you know, there is a pride factor, and James Bradbury is going to come today. Now, who the hell they're covering?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I guess Diaz and I are lining up on the outside today against Slay and Bradbury.
Not Quimby. He'll break his ankle again.
We're a little bit worried about Mr. Ginger over here, but... I thought you were going to mute me.
Yep. No, I'm good. I'm letting you guys have it. I'm just going to not let you back on the bus when it's time to go home.
No, this is also a revenge game. If we remember last year, this was the last year in November, I don't know, making it 19th.
December, yeah.
November, I think. Their last road loss.
I brought that up in the players show.
Besides the playoff game, of course, but the last road loss. The Jalen Reagor.
But it was also Hurts. It was Hurts' worst game of his career.
Yes.
Outside of the Tampa playoff game. It's the worst game of his career. It's a house of horrors for him as of right now.
So speaking of not one-dimensional, all right, We're talking a lot about Saquon Barkley, but we are not talking about our running back, Miles Sanders, which, by the way, contract year. Funny.
Take the over on rushing yards today for Miles.
As of last week with that touchdown, he's the first running back for the Eagles to score 9 touchdowns in a season since Brian Westbrook in 2008. That is a very, very long time. 955 yards on the season, averaging 4.9 yards per carry. Interesting statistic. Right now, before anything is snapped today, Miles Sanders, 5.0 average yards per carry for his career.
It's good stuff. No one ever questioned his ability as a runner. It's the ball security and the drops and kind of the, you know, the cutting it outside, you know, what he tends to do, not taking what's there. It's amazing how you can get coached up in a contract year.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how that happens.
It's also second year in the system, too. I mean, he hasn't been privy to having a long-term, like, offensive coordinator.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there you go. That's see, you learn things when you read on the toilet.
You know what I think it's time for? A little
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Woo! I mean, if everything...
Sir, you are doing an Eagles chant next time, or we were pulling over and dropping your ass off.
We're going to Shady McCoy your ass.
Yeah, we're on the...
throwing you off the bus.
We're getting on the turnpike. We're going to get thrown off the bus.
Now, hey, Keenan, who are you bringing? What's up, man?
Now, they... So, today, A.J. Brown should eclipse... Miles Sanders should eclipse 1,000 yards rushing today, and Hassan Reddick, with one more sack today, will become the first player in NFL history to have 10 sacks or more, 3 consecutive years with 3 different teams.
It's good stuff. Let's get one today. I don't even know if they're going to have enough opportunity to pass the ball here or to sack the quarterback, but we'll see.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the way that they like and the way that they design their offensive structure, but you have to get back there. I mean, really, with Daniel Jones, you have to come up the middle. You have to come up the middle and just get right in his face. If you ever notice about how he is back there in the pocket, he's aloof. It reminds you a little bit of Eli. You know, just like his mannerisms. If you get in his face and you take him down early and you take him down often, that's where he becomes really uncomfortable back there, and you can get yourself some short fields based off of turnovers.
Hey, just a couple quick notes. Want to welcome, you know, here on bus number one, Tony Shepard, formerly Tony Morelli, Angel McBride.
Not Tony Palmer.
Their entire crew. It's good to see you guys back. We've got the Didex, the Pauls, the Bocces, the Knowles, Sampson, Greer, Keenan Harmon, and Mike Gammon. Lorna Calderon and Taylor Hawkins on the other bus. A couple of papes.
Taylor Hawkins.
Not Jim and Debbie, but Linda and Dan, Allison, Kelly, Lisa, Christina, Nick Barber, Brent Barber, that idiot Kevin Karcher who forgets to sign up and I have to deal with his ass. James Moylan's crew on the other bus, Dave Bicking, Sean Ward, Steve Geneva, Kevin Geneva, Jamie Christowski, and I think it's Erlene, Kate, Melissa.
Sounds about right.
Caleb and Kara on the other bus. Ryan Goldberg, Zach Ferguson, Andrew
Goldberg,
Dunbar. That's all we got. Dunbar. John Dunbar.
Dunbar.
One of the worst movies on the planet.
Dances with Wolves?
Mike Bodke, Rob Mann, Jamie Sakarian, Kristen Morris, Joe Walker, Victoria. And, of course, we've got a few others that we're going to mention on the way back in. You guys, do not sit in the man cave at home this football season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainer, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. We still have some matchups to get to. Then we're going to talk about historical Giants-Eagles moments.
Love it.
Some fun stuff there. Of course, we do have a segment of Kajada.
Woo!
At the end of the show.
Thanks for preparing that.
Diaz's hair today. Kick-ass, jack-ass, or dumb-ass?
Yep, there it is.
Hathead.
You guys, this is Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show here on 102.5 FM The Gambler. We are live on the bus on the way up to the Meadowlands for the game. Show's brought to you by our friends at Live Casino South Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this. It's good to see we didn't have to stop and throw that man off on the side of the road.
We got a great crew on this bus.
We do have a great crew. There's a lot of people that have been with us for a while on this bus. A
lot of side chatter on this bus.
It's okay. I like side chatter.
Oh, clip that, Jansen. Clip that.
The more side chatter on this bus, the less I hear Diaz.
I think that's why this bus got filled up so quickly, though.
Man,
which bus is Diaz on? Bus one, bus two, bus three?
Keep telling yourself that. You're about to do the show from your phone on the other bus, but everybody is paciente. I think it's how you or Pacente, Pacente.
He has a team.
It all sounds good.
All right, he's on his bachelor party on bus.
I had a bachelor party today.
Along with Tony, Nino, Joe, Chris, Steve, Liam, Barry, Dante, and Dave. Boy, there is no Italian names in that one. You got one lone Irishman, and the rest are from the old country, man. It's
or Washington Township.
Yeah, or Washington Township.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Cheryl Zimkowski
South
and all
Jersey,
the Zimkowskis here with us on this bus. Skyler, Joe, Jana, Tom, Brittany, Jeff, and of course our man Aaron Brooks that made TV history last week.
Not Aaron Brooks from the New Orleans Saints.
No, that Aaron Brooks. Right
Okay,
there.
All right. Just making sure.
Putting a beating on that flask of Hennessy right now. And, of course, Angela Snyder, Dan, Jim, and Liz Bogley, Jill Miscavige, Aubrey Andrews with Jim, Marielle, Mike Griffin, Mina, Hannah, Morgan, and Tim. That's about everybody I can name. We appreciate you guys being here with us. Small trip. We only wanted to run a couple buses up here anyway.
If we forgot you, go to hell.
Yeah.
Got to sign up early.
No. I think we got everybody there, and we wanted to make sure we give props to everybody. So, you guys, interesting stat I want to talk about real quick. In the playoffs last year, I think Todd Bowles exposed Jalen Hurts with that blitz and that nonstop blitz campaign.
Hasn't exposed anything else this year except for Tom Brady.
Interesting stat. Eagles are going up today against the team that blitzes more than any in the league right now, which is the Giants at 40.8%. Leonard Williams is doubtful for today. Have we heard anything more?
Not yet. I haven't looked at the phone this
morning. By the way, interesting injury report. Three players were ruled out. One doubtful, one questionable. That's Leonard Williams and Saquon Barkley, respective. One of the outs, neck injury. Leonard Williams, neck injury. Saquon Barkley, neck injury.
Playing on turf, it's terrible.
Wow, that's, man.
I'll tell you that.
Worse day with the rain.
Jump to the end. My concern with this terrible, terrible stadium and field. Hope our guys stay healthy today.
What's interesting talking about this blitz campaign, seems like Hurts has learned a tremendous amount in the offseason when it comes to blitzing. Because right now, when he gets blitzed, he's 62% pass completion, 891 yards, 8 touchdowns, and only 1 interception.
It's great. I mean, it's what you want to see from your players, unlike someone that the Sixers drafted first overall in Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons never got any better. And who had this late to mention the Sixers?
Why the hell are we talking about the Sixers?
What I'm saying is Jalen Hurts went in the offseason. He had obvious flaws worked at them. And that's what you want to see as a fan. It's what you want to see as a teammate. I think that's why everyone rallies behind him. A lot of it also has to do with you get A.J. Brown, you know, and Dallas Goedert's not here today. But those are two great lifelines to have, you know, when you're picking up the blitz there. I want to talk about the offense more than I want to talk about the defense here. I'm not worrying about them. Last week, I was just, man, that offense was humming. That's a quality. The Titans defense is better than this Giants defense, all healthy. And the Giants are missing players. I don't know if this is a game where you attack them on the ground or attack them in the air or some combination of both. But I think they could be extremely confident playing the game they played against Green Bay. We're playing the game they played against Tennessee.
What we've seen in the last couple of weeks is that the Eagles can kill you in a multitude of ways. No matter how it is, like, you know, you want to put up 363 rushing yards against the Packers, we can do it. You know, we want to throw for 380 yards against the Titans,
it's like three quarters,
we can
yeah.
do it. You know, whatever you want to give us is what we're going to take. And you're going over those blitz numbers for Jalen Hurts, and they're fantastic. What makes it even better is the fact that he can run. And when he runs, he makes you look silly. It's not like you're sitting there banking on him trying to, you know, get one guy to miss. That third down at the beginning of the Packers game where he made three guys miss. And they didn't just miss. Their ankles and their jock straps were left 10 yards behind Hurts, even made the cut.
Seriously.
You know, it's insane the kind of athlete that he is. The only worry, and this is still the worry that I have with Jalen, is when you're in the red zone, he tends to take some bad hits inside the five-yard line.
Hey, you know what?
And that's where I want it to end.
I get it.
Everything
get
else
that.
He's done this year, fantastic. He's the MVP of the league. Him and Pat Mahomes are up there. They're 1-2. If it comes down today, I don't think you can take, you know, you could sit there and take a slap in the face if he loses to Pat Mahomes. But
did you finally hear Rich Eisen stroking him this week? It was great.
Well, you know, I know you like to stroke Rich Eisen.
Everyone
spends
their alone time in different ways, Quimby. You have your way. We don't.
And we saw
where is it? Where is it, Jansen? Come on.
We saw the photo of how you spent your alone time this week. Happy belated birthday to you as well, brother. Hope it was a great time. A lot of fun for you.
Quimby was quick on that, too. I was like, I hope you enjoy your birthday with a Colombian and a side of Panamanian. And Quimby's like... Photo comes right back.
Did you tell her that you were taking the picture for us?
Thanks, Diaz. Now everybody knows.
Chance has got your back.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So, speaking about this receiver core, you're not talking about going up against much. I have a couple concerns, and I want to leave it to you guys for a little bit here. You're going up against a depleted... and underachieving New York Giants secondary at best. They're ranked in the bottom third of the league in just about every category. But as we know, forecast coming, man. You're talking about snotty weather this entire game.
Too warm to snow and just miserable cold.
I'm saying it's going to be a mix. It could mix in. A little bit of snow.
In other words, it's just going to be cold and miserable.
Yeah.
But we also have to consider somebody who hasn't had to make a field goal in a couple of weeks, because Jake Elliott did nothing except sit on his butt and kick off last week. He didn't have a single field goal attempt or needed to have one.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, unfortunately, it's kind of a strange and scary element when you consider Giants-Eagles matchups over the years, how close they've been in games coming down to field goals in snotty weather. And I have concerns about that. I have concerns about them not being able to exploit a secondary that is just completely god-awful because of the weather. And it could wind up being a time-of-possession running attack game that could come down to field goals, and ours hasn't kicked one in 2 weeks.
You're right, and especially with this matchup, it doesn't matter the year, doesn't matter if the Eagles are playing great and the Giants stink. There's always a close game between these two. And with the weather, I think the over-under is around 44, 44 and a half, 45. Birds are favored by 6.5. You know, we're looking at a...
That's a big
over-under... Or it's a big spread.
It's a big over-under based on the forecast.
Maybe so, but I'm just saying, let's just say it's 44, that's what, a 24-17 game. You know, a field goal miss here or there, it's turnover battles, possession, time of possession, those boring stats that we don't care about. That's what these matchup games come down to more often than not, at least once per year. And if we're saying the last week of the season is going to be, hopefully, from our perspective, means nothing. You know, this is the game. This is the hardest part of the Eagles' schedule. I mean, Chicago is a joke of a team right now, but still, we've got what, three road games three road games in 13 days, right? I mean, they play on the 24th. Today's the 11th.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a tough schedule. And
they got kind of lucky.
Hey, listen, chalk up that Dallas game, man. I already know. We already know.
But I kind of enjoy the fact that, like, when people talk about three road games in a row, I mean, really, is this really one? I mean, you're not getting on a plane. You're not really, like, flying across country. I mean,
agreed.
It's another field, another fan base. Exactly. I get your point. You're not sleeping in your own bed at night. I understand.
Actually, you are.
Well, do you think they took the bus up today? I think they stay in a hotel in New Jersey.
They stay up here.
I look at this team, like, today, okay? If we learned anything, is that...
We never learn anything on this show, Zach.
If we learn anything, we learn that we never learn anything.
We try to learn on this show. But we look back at that Commanders game. All right, we know division games are different than every other game. In that game, the Eagles were the ones that killed themselves. The turnovers, the penalties, the bonehead plays. That game was lost because of that. They have to have the understanding, and they know. Like I get Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts have to preach to the choir about 1 week at a time. Let's go 1-0 this week. They know what's in store in 2 weeks. We all are aware of it. They have to go into that game in Dallas still with a two-game advantage in the NFC East. And to lose today in a division game that gives you two division losses heading into Dallas. Dallas only has one, and that's against us. So you can't set yourself up to where you can that tiebreaker
at the end
of the season with division record.
This game comes down to this one.
Yes, the division. I mean, as a whole. I mean,
The division is today.
Today comes down to today and the first round bye. Because Diaz and I both agree, Detroit's going to beat Minnesota today, and that gives you that
two games,
that three two game games. Cushion. You know, because with the tiebreaker with them, that's what we'll have. The Eagles today is important. Protect the ball, especially with the weather conditions.
How do you feel about Brian Daboll?
I like him.
I'll tell you what, I'm not concerned about the Giants this year, but it makes me nervous.
In the long haul.
In the long haul. Yeah, they've got another, we're real puffy right now with having the Saints first round pick.
Which got better, thanks to the couple.
I don't know how I wanted that one to fall. To be honest with you, the Saints still have it. That division is wide open, and if the Saints wind up winning, which they could have, all right, they'd have been tied with the Falcons. There would have been a three-way tie, I think, for first, and we play the record equivalent of the NFC South next year in their.
So you want the New Orleans trip?
100%.
New Orleans trip.
I don't give a rat's ass about the draft pick. Right? I care about me. Pocket.
Bill. So, someone asked on Twitter this week that yesterday
still works.
Yesterday
out.
Was the fifth anniversary of our Santa Monica tailgate. It was December 10th, 2017.
That I lost 4 years of my life on.
Yeah, and it was like that was the best. I'm like that bus. Anyway, people asked me what my top five are, and I said number four was New Orleans tailgate. So which one? All of them. Everyone. Bourbon Street, Lafayette Square, Benson Tower. Yeah, they're all great.
Hey, real quick, everybody! Upcoming entertainment for Live Casino.
The one was on Friday.
Today got Matt Frazier, Psychic Medium. Still right. Coming in Soul Town, the Motown Holiday Show on December 18th. Go to livecasinophilly.com. Party with Dorinda on New Year's Eve. Dorinda Medley from Real Housewives of New York City. I hear she is fantastic to party with. That's a sponsor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think he was talking about your pronunciation of her name, but that's okay.
The Best of the Eagles, Friday, January 20th. Eagles tribute band. And, of course, Bobby Collins, Saturday, February 18th.
Make sure
you actually watch the World Cup at Live Casino as well. Sports and social. A 52-foot big screen. $5 Budweisers for every game. Monday mug night every Monday at Sports and Social. $7 beer mug. $6 cocktails. Taco Tuesdays. And every Tuesday at Sport and Social, margarita flight specials.
Ooh.
Don't forget. UFC 283, Saturday, January 21st. Visit socialphilly.com for all upcoming events at Sports and Social. We didn't even get to Jansen. We're going to wind up going over our allotted time. You're cool with that, right?
Absolutely.
As long as it doesn't go off the rails like it did last week.
We are approaching exit 8. What's that? Hightstown. On the New Jersey Turnpike, heading up to MetLife Stadium today. Bus 1. Bus 2 is awesome, too, but Bus 1's pretty damn good.
The smell is starting to become worse and worse as we get more distinct in the North Jersey.
You can smell it. Nothing better than sniffing out Patterson about a mile and a half before you get there.
Yeah, we're getting into oil refineries and Amazon warehouses for miles around.
The date was November 20th, 1988. The Giants and Eagles were competing in a contest at Giants Stadium. Randall Cunningham brought the Eagles back to tie the game at 17-17 and send it into overtime. Eagles drove down the field and were lining up to kick the winning field goal. But Luis Zendejas' kick was blocked. He picked up the ball and lateraled it to lineman Clyde Simmons. Clyde the Glide Simmons, who ran it in for the winning touchdown.
That one does not get mentioned as the miracle of Meadowlands.
Which it is.
It is. There's been four.
That was number two.
That's number two, right.
While the teams finished with the same record since the Eagles swept two games with the Giants, they won the NFC East. Diaz, is this where you want to give me grief because it's 1988 and I was older than you?
No, because I remember 1988. That was kind of when I was starting with my Eagles fandom. I do remember that. I was 11 years old. I'm old as dirt.
yes, you are.
But Quimby was like 18. He was over at Drexel as a...
I was 18.
It was a, 16-year-old or whatever you were when you started there, hitting on the older ladies.
I had no choice.
Everybody was older, buddy. Sink or swim.
Sink or swim. Exactly.
This guy's Benjamin Button with women. You know, it just goes backwards. You know, when he's young, they're old. When he's old, they're young. It's just how it works out.
That's what I love about these Dominican girls. I get
obviously a side of Panamanian and Dominican.
Yeah,
Dominican.
But
Panama. The date was October 19th, 2003.
Oh, this one's good.
And I was in Cancun, Mexico.
I was in the Poconos.
At Champion Sports Bar.
I was nursing a junior in high school.
One of the worst hangovers I had. This game was terrible to watch.
In this one, the Eagles trailed the Giants 10-7 with a minute and a half left in the game. The Giants punted to Brian Westbrook, and he took over from there, returning it 84 yards for the game-winning touchdown. Turns out, turned the season around for the Eagles. They went on to play in the NFC Championship.
They won nine straight starting there. Now, the one thing about that game, and I didn't look it up, and you Quimby, you remember it, Sack. Shocker. I don't know about you. I mean, you know, I don't know. You were still in diapers back then. But didn't the Eagles score a touchdown like on their first or second drive? It was they were up
7-0,
and then it was just the defense played
nothing
well. Nothing. Three and out. It felt like a loss until that very end. And I was like, oh, my God, they won. The whole day, you know, and this is the Eagles' third. This is the year they ended up losing to Carolina in the NFC Championship game.
Ricky Manning Jr.
And the 4th-and-26 and all that. But it was just, we hadn't seen performances from the Eagles like that. Just, like, so ineffective. And Westbrook, we all knew him from Villanova. I think that was his first big play on the national stage.
You know, it's funny because, that's the second time that we've mentioned Brian Westbrook on today's show. Just goes to show you how special of a player he was.
Oh, 100%.
And that, seriously, in my lifetime, I don't know about you guys, that was the best draft the Eagles ever had. I mean, Lito, Sheldon, Michael Lewis. Brian Westbrook, all within the first three rounds. And they were all major contributors.
This one was close. This one was close, and if we can get to the big dance this year, it's going to go down in history as the best draft. But that one, I mean, you got players at value. You got, I mean, Lito number 20. What was his number?
26.
26, yeah, number 26 overall. Sheldon Brown in the second round.
Number 24.
Westbrook in the third round, I believe.
Westbrook and Lewis.
And Lewis in the third round. And I always kind of wonder what happened to Michael Lewis, because that guy came on the scene blazing.
Him and Doc.
I'll tell you what happened to my Michael Lewis jersey in New Orleans in 2006 after giving up a game-losing touchdown to Joe Horn. My Michael Lewis jersey went up into the lights or whatever you call it, the Mardi Gras beads that are all across the city. I that was my first. I used to have.
So you were a whiny bitch.
Oh yeah. I buy a new Eagles jersey every year.
What's changed?
And then after the Green Legion trip every year, I would throw my jersey somewhere. I have a Brandon Graham 55 in the trash in Nashville.
Wait, hold on.
E A G L E S.
S-E-S Eagles.
Wait, hold on. You got a Brandon Graham in the trash in Nashville.
Yeah, because they lost.
The same year. Hold on. The
2010.
Same, oh, 2010.
Yeah.
You had a Brandon Graham in 2010?
Yeah, man. I get in early on these guys. Look at me. I'm wearing Jalen Hurts number two.
No, you get no credit for that. No, that's beast. That's beast getting the credit with that, not you.
Yeah, thank my LOL Mets, LOL Knicks, LOL Giants
speaking of the Mets, Patterson.
Hey, hooking me up with this
Steve
great
Cohen,
Jalen Hurts.
Way to spend all that money to finish in third place next year to the Phillies and the Braves.
That's great. Hold on a second here.
Woo-hoo!
Because we got to talk about Echelon Health and Fitness,
indeed,
everyone.
We do.
And if I could actually get this paper out. There we go. Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey. Voted best gym in South Jersey 6 years in a row now. 6 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned indoor track. Newest cardio and strength training equipment. 3 studios. Indoor pool. Whirlpool and dry sauna, even a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions per week. Classes for seniors. MBSC Thrive personal training, considered the best group training in the country, and is exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Echelon members save at over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Coming to Audubon, New Jersey in 2023. Call 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976 for a free 30-day all-access pass. Or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhfhealthfitness.com. My name's Quimby. That's Diaz. That's Sack. That's Mrs. Sack. That's Steph. That's the rest of the bus. That's Hutch on bus number two taking care of everybody. This is the Fox Sports pregame show on Green Legion Radio and Fox Sports The Gambler 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Brought to you by Live Casino South Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this. Everybody, this is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show. Rolling down 95. Which is Pretty Ricky. We got to get Pretty Ricky on next.
Pretty Ricky.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. What's the name of
what year?
On the hotline.
Pretty Ricky, Ricky, Ricky,
Rolling
Ricky.
Rolling down 95. I forget. It's one of those Pretty Ricky
songs.
We got
a great bus here, but the fans have spoken, Quimby. What we need to do on our next bus trips, they're screaming for it. We need to get speakers on the bus because they can't hear.
So anyway, the date was January 11th. Dude, no, they could hear it in their cell phones. And it's a way to get everybody to download the iHeartRadio app.
Follow, subscribe, rate, review.
That's it. Thank you. Everybody, it was November 19th, 1978. Joe Pisarcik.
Here we go.
Only needed to take a knee to run out the clock, but for some reason, he handed the ball off to Larry Zonka. Why?
We'll never know. It used to be considered not manly enough to take a knee.
Ah.
Until that. In the NFL, it's like, oh, you play to the whistle, burr, and then after that play, now people take the knee.
1978, really, even you guys were young back then.
Actually, Diaz wasn't even born yet.
I was one.
Okay.
So he was legit in diapers.
The date was January 11, 2009.
Love this one.
The Eagles had managed to slip into the playoffs with a wild card spot.
Donnie Five, you got a phone call.
The McNabb phone call, yes.
They had won the wild card game and now had to play the defending Super Bowl champion Giants in the next round.
That was after Plaxico shot himself in the leg.
Yeah. Definition of idiot.
Idiota. Sweatpants at a strip club.
Yep. The day was brutally cold. I know. Because I wasn't there. I was enjoying Fort Lauderdale at the Parrot.
At the Parrot, I was about to say.
By the way, the Parrot has new gear, everybody. Go to the Parrot Lounge on social media. Get their link to buy their gear. It's awesome. Joe O'Donnell, John, Christy, Greg, Marty, just the best people in the world down there. Love every opportunity I get to see them. Miss them. What happened? The Eagles defense dominated the day. The Giants only managed 3 field goals and a safety. The Eagles won 23-11. In the fourth quarter, after a scramble for first down, Donovan McNabb ended up on the Giants sidelines where he picked up headphones and tried to call the Giants coaching staff upstairs. He was hit with a penalty for his annex, but it had no impact.
It was worth it.
Giants fans left early to escape the bitter cold. Eagles fans hung around and kept singing "Fly Eagles, Fly" until there was no voices left.
That you know what I remember? I mean, obviously, I remember all of that you just said. But that game also was the first time that I can recall in our new modern age of social media and instant reactions, a lot of Giants fans crying, they're recording the game and they're what are they doing? Seeing little kids crying after they lose, you know. It was glorious. It was a glorious day.
See, my old boss at McDonald's was a Giants fan. So at the time we were promoting, we had like a sponsorship with the Eagles. And so we had this big cardboard cutout of John Runyon. It was like 7 feet tall. So I took
he
it.
He is.
I took it from McDonald's and I went over to his house and I left it on his front step, rang the doorbell, and got in the car and I left.
Oh, I love that.
The only down part about that is the following week when we lost to the Cardinals, They returned the favor. They put it on the front doorstep. They rang the doorbell. And my dog. We opened up the door, and my dog flipped out. but they returned the favor. But in that moment in time, trolled the Giants fan.
The date was December 19th, 2010, and if it wasn't bad enough that we closed down Giants Stadium, and then reopened the next year with this beautiful,
had to christen it.
Merry effing Christmas, you bastards. Everybody remembers where they were.
I post this online this week, and I remember. I'm like, hey, man, everyone knows where they were.
I remember everybody that was surrounding me. I was at the Parrot once again.
Of course.
Could have been any happier.
It's cold.
I was at PJ's in Washington Township with Pat. You guys know Pat. So Pat, we're thinking we're going to go to overtime. So Pat's like, I'm going to go take a piss real quick. I'll be right back. So here we go. The punt happens, and they're running it back. Everyone's going nuts. I'm high-fiving everybody. I forget Pat's not even next to me. Pat comes waddling out of the bathroom. He's like, son of a bitch. And I'm sitting there like, where were you? He's like, I was standing at the urinal listening to the broadcaster make the call.
When the comeback started, I was at a friend's house, Lafayette Hill. When the comeback started, every time they scored, I happened to go out to get a beer. Like, hey, guys, who wants a beer? So after, I think, they made me stay outside and watch through the window. So I'm watching. I didn't have any sound. It was cold. It was, what you say, December 19th. It was like this kind of weather. And everyone starts freaking out, and I'm like, wait a minute. Is that real or is not real? What's going on? What's going on? And it was great.
Well, if you remember, all right, that Selleck 65-yarder was the one that really started the whole thing. Yeah.
The safety in the corner kind of knocked.
And the fact that nobody could figure. Selleck was a great possession receiver.
No doubt.
Much better blocker than he was a receiver. And for whatever reason, they could not find a way to stop him on that run. It was a Berman rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, and he could not go down. And it was hysterical because his cuts looked like something I could do now.
Without breaking your ankle. It was like boom, boom.
It's funny because you're talking about it being around the holiday season, right around this time of year. The score bug.
Has lights on it.
It had the lights on it.
So, Eagles trailed 31-10.
Oh, first sighting of a petroleum refinery up
there. There it is.
North Jersey.
More than 8 minutes left in the game. The Eagles made a strong rally, managed to tie the score 31 with 14 seconds left. Ah, there he is. Hey, Dodge, don't kick it to him.
Oops. To fairness to Dodge, that was a high snap. It was a bad snap. You
doesn't
know what
matter.
I mean? No, I know. Yeah, he's just trying to get it off.
Dude, I never saw Coughlin's face that red. And I mean, it was red. I mean,
they
played that NFC Championship game in Green Bay the one year. It was red with anger.
And this is the thing. Should never have come down to that. You're going to blame the punter. He got cut the next day.
Don't blow the lead.
Yeah, don't blow the lead. You're up by 3 scores in the fourth quarter. You suck.
So the one element about that final play, all right, and I bring it up every time, was
the block.
Jason Avant's block.
Did he get knocked out on that play?
He wound up with a concussion on it. But he knocked Zach Diossi. Is that how you say it?
I don't remember his
name. Zach Diossi. I think it's Diossi. Their long snapper knocked him in the next freaking week.
It's like Ike Reese when Ike Reese killed Matt. It wasn't Matt died, but he killed the punter in the Brian Westbrook one.
Yep,
destroyed him.
Destroyed. It's always one of those blocks that actually sets that thing off.
Yes,
and
we saw that.
The block is the one thing you remember. You could go to, I posted this week, this video on Green Legion social media this week. The other two things that you always love to see is right when Deshaun runs past Matt Dodge, he just puts his head right down into the turf, and Coughlin slams his binder or whatever he's holding, his clipboard. You see it as Deshaun's running by.
It just goes down.
It is great. Yeah.
But you're talking about, we're talking about both of those punt returns, okay? A week after Britton Covey really, like, he was insane last week. 6 for 105.
Green Legion Radio Bump.
Green Legion Radio Bump.
I'm not gonna lie, I expect something out of Britton Covey today.
And Christian Ellis is active again today.
Christian Ellis had a hell of a game.
As well, he should be. And Sean Bradley's going to be out with a hamstring. He's the only one that's going to be missing today's game that isn't on injured reserve. He did say that he'll be back against Chicago, though.
You know what? I'm not gonna say this to jinx it, but you know, you have to be at least happy to this point that the team has managed to stay relatively healthy. You know, bumps and bruises here. You know,
we lost Derek Barnett, though, Quimby.
Huh?
We lost Derek Barnett.
You know what? I'm not happy that we lost Derek Barnett. As much as we want to make fun of that, I think he was certainly a serviceable edge rusher. And, you know, he was going to give you 6 or 8 sacks this year.
I mean, even
six
though...
6 or 8 sacks!
Even though he barely...
6 or 8 penalties.
Even though he barely played, he still gave you more than Robert Quinn did in 4 weeks.
That's true. There you go. So, anyway. You guys, we are on the ride up to the Meadowlands. We're talking about the Giants game, past and present. Talking about casino programs at Live Casino South Philadelphia, our big sponsor. New members play $500 on them. Sign up for Live Rewards card at the Live Rewards desk as a new member, and you'll rebate your losses up into $500. Must be 21 or older. Visit livecasinophilly.com for details. Park free on game days. Gold card members and above receive free parking on Eagles game days. Classic card members can get reimbursed in free slot play for the parking fee. And Naughty or Nice Drawing, earn entries beginning Thursday, December 1st through Sunday, December 25th, for your chance to win your share of $60,000 in prizes or grand prize of a BMW X3. Again, visit livecasinophilly.com. We are on the bus on the way up to the Meadowlands. We got a rowdy crew in the house.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
And I want to thank the one man that brought a roll of toilet paper with him so that the rest of the bus could be comfortable.
I see New York.
We all see New York.
Or Manhattan, that is.
There we go. That's what I have to say.
Beyond the petroleum smoke and
everybody,
tanks.
It's time for Kajada!
Woo! Yeah!
Everybody, Green Legion Radio's Kajada, that is kick-ass, jackass, or
dumbass.
Thanks to Irving Fryer.
Or Diaz.
Yeah. Kajada.
Kajada Diaz.
Kajada. Kajada D. One of my favorite Giants moments. Kerry Collins throwing 4 interceptions against the Ravens in Super Bowl 35.
Keep going.
Jeez.
I don't know which way to go there. I mean, I'm happy that they lost because Jim Fossil was a tool as well. But I also hated Ray Lewis, and he won the Super Bowl MVP that year, a year after he killed 2 guys, where he knows the guy who did. So I'm just going to say it's jackass all around.
It is complete jackass.
It's kickass. They lost. Kerry Collins, Ray Lewis, murderer. We get it. Okay, you got away with it. Congratulations. You're not the first athlete.
How is he still getting... I don't think he actually did the stabbing, but he was obviously a witness to this
thing.
They
never found the pinstripe tuxedo or the pinstripe suit that he was wearing that night.
And he goes around preaching. It's ridiculous.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
That's another NFL star.
Well, the suit does.
Anyway. Michael Vick, 65-yard touchdown to Brett Celek in the new miracle at the Meadowlands.
Kick ass. Kick ass all the way. It was great. That's one of those luck things. The defenders kind of knocked each other out on that play. If you remember, the ball got there just a half
click too quick for them.
It's a perfect route.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
It's a perfect route.
It was actually, I mean, people looked at the secondary for the Giants looked like
they forgot how to play.
Yeah, no, like they were drunk.
Yes. I mean, for 3.5 quarters, they knew exactly what they were doing.
And then they lost, but they were drinking the whole time.
Yeah, they were taking shots at the sideline.
They look like the Sixers with giving up a 9-point lead with 30 seconds left.
I got another shot at the Sixers.
There it is. There it is. Diaz taking shots.
He hasn't taken a shot at the Flyers this whole entire time. Great job. Thanks, Diaz.
Who are the Flyers?
Yeah, we don't bother talking about them anymore.
Guys.
Remember, you have two of the top five people in the city that hate the Flyers.
You
the most.
Say that. It's me twice. It's not you. You're not the Twitter. You own the company, but you're not the personality.
Yeah, but he pays the bills and he signs your checks.
Yeah, that's right.
So he can lay claim.
Okay, you can claim.
He can lay claim.
All right. All right.
Green Legion, Mike Diaz, and Mike Missanelli.
I'm just glad we're in the front running.
Yeah, it's great.
Speaking of the Meadowlands, kick ass, jack ass, or dumb ass? The Meadowlands.
Jack ass. On a swamp. It's terrible. It's North Jersey. Smells like trash juice. All day long, jackass.
I'm not sure if I can go J-A or D-A. I'm going to have to say dumbass. They're talking about, I was listening to this show about the World Cup and where the final would be. And I was like, oh, you're going to have it in New York. And like, remember how when the Super Bowl was up here and it was a disaster coming out here from Manhattan? It is so dumb. I hear there's rumors that if Woody Johnson would sell, the new Jets owner would try and get a stadium built like out in Long Island.
Yeah, UNICEF. You probably don't know what a UNICEF is. UNICEF. Little Woody Johnson sticking out the middle of his brow. This is where. Sorry. Bob Nelson's ninth annual Young Comedians on Rodney Dangerfield.
It's jackass, but can we say dumbass for the turf? The turf is the worst in the league.
That's jackass.
It's the worst.
It is.
There is nothing about that stadium that has any appeal, any lore.
Right.
It's just here, 100,000 people go.
Yeah, and you can tell when we walk in, it's going to look exactly. I haven't been here for a Giants event. I've only been here for Jets.
It's a
game.
Circle.
It's an oval. And you can see, all they do is they raise up the Giants flag and pull down the Jets, vice versa.
You know,
it's ridiculous.
I think the NFC East has two of the worst stadiums in the league, but two of the best. I've heard nothing but great things about Dallas' stadium. I mean, outside of the jort
the team
wearing,
that plays there.
Yeah, the jort wearing.
I don't think there's anything much to talk about with the Link, bro.
I love the Link. I mean, come on, we grew up at the Vet.
It's a stadium.
Just by the Allure.
It's a stadium. It's not bad. It's not necessarily good.
Boston Scott, giant killer.
Kick ass, but not as kick ass about other than the blocks that he put in your car to make sure you could touch the pedals.
I'm going to say kick ass because I'm starting Boston Scott in the Green Legion Big Boy League.
Ah,
decimated.
You
by
haven't
injury.
Won anything.
Two and 11. It's been a bad year. It's been a bad year. I should have been so pumped.
Hold on a second. Hold on. It couldn't happen to a nicer Richard.
I should have been so puffy when I got the number one pick.
Oh, dude, you
whatever
were so,
that girl's name was that cheerleaders that picked my name,
you were
I was like,
so
yes!
obnoxious.
I was so obnoxious.
So obnoxious.
Never again.
Never again.
I will never be obnoxious again. You hear it right here on Green Legion Radio.
Ready? Daniel Jones, 80-yard face plant.
The best. Kick ass. Like, seriously, the 18-yard line had more tackles than probably Fletcher Cox did that day. Kick ass.
Kick ass for making the most perfect meme that times up perfectly with the Looney Tunes theme. Oh, that was great. Good times.
Unbelievable.
Didn't we lose that game?
No, we won.
Oh, we won that game?
We won that game.
It was a Monday night game and during the pandemic.
Or Thursday night.
The fade to Hakeem Butler.
Wow. Most people don't even remember that.
Fourth and three. Carson Wentz. You've got how many other receivers on this team? And he's never thrown a fade pattern. You throw it to Hakeem Butler.
Oh, yes. I remember this. Yes.
Nick.
Kick ass.
Jackass. Missed it.
Listen. We all know Sack. He's going to apologize for Carson Wentz.
Why do you think
for
I
the rest of our lives?
Why do you think I did that?
Too funny. Too funny. And finally, kick ass, jackass, or dumbass. Everything about New York Giants fans.
Actually, they can't claim New York at all. They play in North Jersey. which is one of the biggest cesspools in all of the in the whole country. And people that want to sit here and try and lay claim, what? Listen, there's no.
We're the only team in the NFC East that plays in the team. Plays in their city's
right.
team.
But there's, I'm telling you, there's no such thing as Central Jersey. They get Trenton and everything else, and they suck. So they're jackass.
Jackass, especially my one particular LOL Giants fan, Andrew Patterson, who contributed this sweet ass original Jalen Hurts jersey.
Is he gonna be here today?
No, I was gonna bring him up, and he's still fuming from the Mets and the Knicks. It's great. Giants fans are a bunch of idiots.
Hey, the Mets are gonna be competitive next year, Justin.
Of course they are, from April to July.
Perfect.
True story.
Jackass.
I already said my piece. You're spending $400 million to finish in third. Congratulations.
Yep. Everybody, one more time from the bus.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I want to thank John Jansen, A, for bringing us a working comrade.
Johnny!
Brother, you are the man. And then getting back to studio and working the board as well. Michael, shut up. Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Ooh-ha-ha. My name is Quimby. This is Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show on the way up to the Meadowlands. Yes, we broadcasted once again from a bus on the ride up.
We're at the Lincoln Tunnel exit up here now?
Yeah, we're almost here.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Sea World Freedom or what, the Freedom Tower, whatever.
You guys, always a pleasure. We appreciate the time that Fox Sports The Gambler gives us as well. Time to get win number 12. Final thoughts and predictions.
Now, the Birds are going to control this game today. I think the Giants are going to have opportunities early. But John Clark just tweeted out that Darius Slay gave a speech to the team last night that the game today is personal for him because it's personal to James Bradberry, and he got a standing ovation from his teammates. I think everybody knows today is coming down for the division in a lot of ways, outside of what we're going to have in Dallas in a couple weeks. Birds are going to play today 31-17. They're going to cover and they're going to win.
I love it. I love hearing that Darius Slay gave that speech last night. I don't know if it's the bourbon or the speech, but I felt a tingle up my spine.
Or the gummy.
Birds getting over. They're covering and we're going over. I like that. I'm going to say 31-13.
I can't believe Diaz actually felt a tingle. It's been a while. His wife is pregnant.
These are my friends.
I think it is a drawn out, long possession game, defensive one that we don't expect to see because we want our offense to be that potent. But I think Dable is going to be prepared for this. And I honestly, I think this is a game that's 20-17 Eagles, and they win with a field goal with a couple seconds left.
Mr. Under again. He's always taking that under.
I'm just telling you, it hasn't been working that well for me so far this year. But
they called on to you.
Yeah, Giants 17, and you steal the heart out of the NFC East. You win today's game, and the road to the Super Bowl for the NFC goes through Philadelphia.
Let's do it.
That's what I said.
I love it.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Live Casino, South Philadelphia. We're almost at the game, baby. It's time to start drinking some more. Time to bring back number 12,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
See you on Tuesday at Live Casino Philly, starting at 8 o'clock with Reed Blankenship. Everybody, we are out of here.